What's up? CITR 101.9 FM. I am your longtime favorite regular host of Dunkin' Donuts, Dora. Thank you so much for having me. You just heard Rhythm of the Night by Corona. Because that is a song that I very, very strongly associate with Dunkin'. And he actually recommended... I'm, like, learning not to trust Dunkin's descriptions of movies because often I find them to be absolutely inaccurate. So that's just like a warning PSA to everybody. But I have a great show. I'm very excited. Doris Danish's is back and better than ever. Before we get started on this musical radio journey, have to acknowledge we are broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hencominum speaking Musqueam people on UBC Point Grey campus. UBC is attached to the city known as Vancouver, and which resides on the unceded territory of the Coast Salish people, specifically the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations. So just sit with that. I have some music from all over today. I tried to mix it up a little bit, but I don't think that I did. But hopefully you'll enjoy it. So I'm going to start with Silent Empires by Plazas off of Empathy EP. Plazas is in Vancouver, it's in Toronto now, but actually recorded this album in Vancouver, which I thought was kind of cool. So this is Silent Empires. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts, aka Dora's Danishes, on CITR 101.9 FM. See you on the other side.
Silent Empires with you. Take me to Silent Empires with you. Take me to Silent Empires with you. Silent Empires with you. Dunkin' Donuts. America runs on... Dunkin' Donuts. America runs on...
So everyone needed to hear that twice. Welcome back to Dora's Danishes, FKA Dunkin's Donuts, because Dunkin has disappeared. I think we can all agree that I don't think he really cares. And that's facts. So Dora's Danishes is taking over the Dunkin' Donuts empire. Donuts have been, they've had their time in the spotlight, I think we can all agree, and Danishes are really coming into their own right now. I actually, as the representative of Danishes, if not worldwide, at least locally, I actually do not like Danishes. If you agree, call in and we can just like talk about how weird it is that there's like cream cheese and then also jelly in a puff pastry. But for the sake of branding and continuity, I, Dora, want Danishes to take over donuts. I actually was like Googling some like fun facts about Dunkin' Donuts, like the franchise. Because believe it or not, there aren't that many fun facts of Dunkin' Donuts, the show. But there, one of the questions is like, how did Dunkin' Donuts get its name? It's like, you know how like when you search something and then Google will like suggest stuff? And the the answer is just like a excerpt from the Wikipedia page that just says, it used to be called Open Kettle, but then changed the name. And there's after discussing with company executives. So there's no, we do not know why they did that, why it's called Dunkin' Donuts. I do feel like it's a little obvious because it's about like the action of dunking your donuts and the donuts are like so dunkable. But maybe I'm wrong. Call in if you know why Dunkin' Donuts is called Dunkin' Donuts and not Open Kettle. Open Kettle is like a pretty bad, I'm not gonna lie, that's a bad donut name shop. I think Dunkin' Donuts is definitely an upgrade. But yeah, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Have some more songs for you. This is a little bit, I'm realizing I was building this show and like choosing all the songs last night. And I'm realizing they're all just like kind of drags of Dunkin. And I just want to say, even though Dora's Danishes is clearly the way of the future, I harbor no ill will. And I think Dunkin's great. But this is, I'm going to play 25 by the Courtneys. I remember when this album came out and I love the album art so much. I think it's like cotton, it's like pink cotton candy, but I thought that it was pink fur for the longest time. And I was like, that is so weird. Who was like, we should just get a really close picture of like this like very like random material, light pink fur. Cotton candy makes more sense, I think, for a lot of reasons. But I like went out and then like bought very similar fabric because I thought it was so cool. So the Courtneys have shaped my life. Did you know, actually, the Courtneys have have like an online quiz that's like, what Courtney are you? And I got Courtney. I can't remember which one, but I got them. So this is 25 by the Courtneys because I'm 23 right now and I'll probably be 25 by the time, I guess like Danishes are relevant, or like by the time Dunkin' gets back. Who knows? Time is passing. So this is 25 by the Courtneys. You're listening to Dora's Danishes, FKA Dunkin's Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM. I spent all night trying to chase you, then that just got me nowhere.
I was struggling to keep up. I was never heard. I needed something that was simple and didn't attract attention. I needed something that was different and made me forget the old one. Don't be insulted, it was something that I needed to be done with. I was never heard. I needed something that was simple and didn't attract attention. I needed something that was different and made me forget the old one. Don't be insulted, it was something that I needed to be done with. I found my new name and I love it, I love it, I love it.
Dora's Danishes.
Each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead. Let
Dora's Danishes
make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Hey, what's up? You're listening to Dora's Danishes, FKA, Dunkin' Donuts. On CITR 101.9 FM, you just heard I Found My New Name by Chris Arific off of his new EP album, Treats. And then just before that, you heard 25 by the Courtneys. I Found My New Name is kind of because this show is now, hopefully for at least the next 40 minutes, forever going to be known as Dora's Danishes. And Dunkin' Donuts is dead. Except for the franchise. The franchise isn't going to go on for a while. But Dunkin' Donuts will be back and alive and super well. Probably in next week. It'll be next week. But until then, we can celebrate and like just bask in whatever's happening right now. And it's all going to be, it's going to end up okay. To celebrate that, I'm going to play Ashes to Ashes by Jenny Havall off of The Practice of Love. It's coming out. It's a single off of The Practice of Love coming out in mid-September, which is very exciting. But yeah, this is Ashes to Ashes. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
She had this dream about a song. She was certain that it was about to burial, the ritual, beautifully written. Even the groove was filled with sadness. Every beat went all the way down into little holes in the ground. It had the most moving chord changes. She was certain the lyrics went about burying someone's ashes and then having we'll be right back.
What's the best way to end off summer?
What's the best way to end summer? Well, traditionally, I would go and play a music festival.
That is so wrong.
Okay, well, the first answer... This is a really hostile interview. This is... Okay, so...
Listen up. There's only one way to end off summer, and that's at the Victory Square Block Party. On September 1st, come bid adieu to the warm weather at the summer's best party. It's fun, it's free, and we want you there. Victory Square Block Party features performances by Kim Mortal, Biawana, Love Goon, Sunrise Social, Sylvia Rath, Lucid, Oblomov, and Tonk. Plus, there'll be tasty food vendors and a raffle with kick butt prizes. That's September 1st from 2 to 9 p.m. See you there.
Well, I always look forward to the fall. I love September. It's my favorite month.
That's not an answer.
Every time I catch the flu, I dream of how many pounds I might lose.
CITR 101.9 FM and Discorder Magazine are excited to present Bridal Party's debut album, Too Much, coming out on Kingfisher Blues. Join us at the release show at the Waldorf Hotel Friday, August 23rd with opening acts Bored Decor, Babe Corner, and DJ Paisley Eva. Tickets are available at showpass.com, Red Cat, Neptune, and Zulu Records.
Dunkin' Donuts. America runs on...
Lately, I
Hey, what is up, dear listeners? You're listening to Dora's Danishes, FKA Dunkin's Donuts, on CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard Waste of Spacey by Divorcer, and then just before that, you heard Ashes to Ashes by Jenny Fall. Obviously, I'm not longtime host of Dunkin's Donuts, Duncan. I am the longtime host of Dora's Danishes, Dora. And I'm taking over for Duncan today because he asked me to. And also, it seems like Duncan might be a little over it. Might be a little over being super invested and into supporting every and everyone. So that's on him, not necessarily on me or you or us. But that's a lot to carry on your shoulders. Yeah. So we're going to move right along. This is Expectations by Mono. Mono is in Vancouver, I think. Oh, I wanted to say recently, but I think that might have been a year ago. Time is just like really slipping away. But before I play Expectations, I wanted to share a fun fact with you. During the song break, I was doing some more like Dunkin' Donuts fun facts, some history stuff. And there's this one source that says that Dunkin' Donuts earned a spot in the Freedom Fighter Hall of Fame for switching from 4 donut types to 52, which I will admit is that's ambitious and good for them. And thank you, Dunkin'. But the Freedom Fighter Hall of Fame is like a motorcycle thing. And I was like, this can't be right. Some light Googling, there is no other source that cites Dunkin' Donuts as part of the Freedom Fighter Hall of Fame. So we can like erase that image of like a big pink donut with a bite out of it riding a motorcycle. But also, mourn the fact that for a second we thought that that might have been true, and that was really exciting for at least me. Okay, this is Expectations by Mono. You're listening to Dunkin' Dora's Donuts Danishes on CITR 101.9 FM.
Teach me about the blues. Ask if she's paid. Expecting news, even when it's late. Always expected you to ask her to pay for it. Now I just want the news, even. Right.
twice, you burn the steaks again. And those were expensive steaks.
Unibrow Arts Festival is back to shake things up in venues up and down Main Street, August 22nd to the 25th. Featuring 10 live comedy shows, an outdoor zine market, art shows, screenings, artist talks, a flash tattoo day, comedy DJs, and live musical performances. Check them out, won't you, at unibrowartsfest.com for more details.
Seriously, Francis, this was a T-bone steak we're talking about. It cost me almost $30. And you burned
it. Feels like a vortex. All covered in Gore-Tex. Don't look at your tex.
Do you like that? How about that? Mondays, 5 p.m. Deliberate Noise. Nina Panini, special guest Claire. Local, new, hot, upcoming shows, toilets, friendship. Mondays at 5. CITR. Be there. Be there.
One, two,
three. Be there.
Dunkin' Donuts. America runs on.
What's up, listeners of CATR 101.9 FM? I am your longtime, full-time host of Dora's Danishes on Dunkin' Donuts. Thank you so much for having me, dear Duncan, dear listeners. I realize I've just kind of been like really dragging and razzing Duncan this whole episode, but I was just thinking it's very exciting to be able to have a fire alarm. So I'm going to press play and then go outside and won't make you listen to the sound. Okay.
I am a serious rhythm machine. Now try pleasure. www.citr.ca. You win. CITR 101.9.
go through this again. You feel good in a bathing suit. You say I'm so blue. I always forget to eat lunch.
Break up streak, you are low.
You grow heavier with sorrow. Feels like a treat.
Thank you.
This is Emily.
This is Lauren.
From Nice Apple. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM dial.
Point me to my chair. Make me sing that awful song that you cannot bear. Still you take until it's gone. Won't you try to be